It is 90.3 KEXP, and we stream all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Troy Nelson, and it's a beautiful rainy day here in Seattle, and we are live from Avast Recording Company, live on KEXP, with my longtime friend, the artist Gabriel Teodros. And if you're all ready, take it away.
Thanks, Troy. What's up, Seattle? It's a South End healing ritual. First cut should be the deepest, right? Right. I broke my heart open, knowing the time will heal. And when it does, it'll be a new depth of love revealed. But I am still shaking, with trauma concealed. There's pages of pain in a notebook sealed. It's probably not that deep, but we all have our hills. And the hardest one you face is just that for real. I pray for those who hurt me, but don't want them close. They still need love and deserve support. So much I wouldn't say then to keep them safe. But some things I must now to ease my brain. In my last relationship, we ain't have a lot of fights. But she hit me in my face anytime that she liked. Not once, not twice, more like every other night. And I never raised more than my voice on the phone. We broke up and I was on alert around my home when she sent threats. I ain't know what she could do, cause she liked hitting me when intimately we were cool. She never wanted me to be the one to say we're through. To her, me breaking up with her was the abuse, and everything else was consensual violence. She said she felt used, I felt actual bruises. Now I'm on defense for some lies she said. We can't settle it, so it messes with my head. And I still meet her friends who say the issue isn't dead. How do you move on when the scars are in your bed? I said I like when she hit me, sometimes I did. But now intimacy just makes me flinch, jaw clench, on edge. God help me move beyond this, and God help her move beyond this. Help me be honest with all this, raw as I can. Strong as I'm broken, I'm flawed, I am man. I have hurt, I have healed both more than I can see. I know my best work isn't me. Our time on this earth isn't free. My demons and shadows can all be released. I've seen shame turn the best people into beasts, and shame digs graves like 6 feet deep. May we all speak the pain that's not ours to keep. History rhymes if it doesn't repeat. I have hurt, I have healed both more than I can see. Every woman that I know has seen it worse than me. And everyone is in the war, most go unseen. Nahira Wahid said we are sacred beings. Salt water for the pain, none of us are clean. This is for healing. It takes time. I couldn't write anything else until I wrote this song. And in fact, I've been trying to write this song for years. So much love to everyone else going through it. You're not alone. This right here is a healing for all of us. Yeah, South End. I'd like to introduce my good sister, Michaela Romero, and my cousin McLeet, Quantum Entanglement. Safe, even if just for one moment. It's no small thing.
Hands, lips, skin to skin. Aching to live and feel again. Never atone to love without fear. For my life, for my soul, for my blood. For my right to be free.
My fears laid down, you can hold me closer. I feel safe now. It still takes time though, we all move slow. My body knows a loss of control, so it's hard to be vulnerable, I know you know. But I grow when I'm home with you, it's hard to say no. Even when I'm shaking and feel like a touch can break me, I froze in ways I don't show. But I unravel at the thought of you. Thank you for loving me the way you do. Wish I could hold on for a lifelong. Cause healing's not just a moment, then it's gone. It's a journey that relationships walk on. My heart's soft, it felt safe in your palm. hearts too. Lifelines, pathways, molecules. I breathe easier with you. I wasn't there, but I'm here with you. You weren't there, but you're here now too. I think our healing is tangled too.
Tangled in you.
I'm less afraid of what it changed to you. I'm thanking you. Safe with you. I hope you always feel the same way too. Lit Palo Santo, sage on our altar, dim light, smoke in the air, live life is a prayer, share medicine here. This is where I found peace, still ease in each day that I'm breathing. There must be a reason I just found love, and that's enough.
Wonderful. It's Gabriel Teodros live on KEXP, live from Avast. And thank you all so much for sharing your music with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yes, the new album is called History Rhymes If It Doesn't Repeat, a South End Healing Ritual.
That's right.
And just another fantastic album from you, Gabriel. You've been doing this a while now, and it's been really exciting for me to watch you grow and evolve over all of these years.
Yeah, appreciate
and,
it.
And absolutely. Speaking of, I mean, you and I have a long history going back to the days where I was doing all of the local consignments for local artists.
That's right.
At Easy Street Records, starting with your debut Son to a Recycled Soul, to the Abyssinian Creole album Sexy Beast, to the album that I'm most familiar with, Love Work, was really the first record I sat down with. And I remember listening to that often. We'd play it in Easy Street. And I always call it sort of the golden age of hip hop in Seattle, because it was the Blue Scholars, Common Market, of course, Grinch, Macklemore, yourself.
Cancer Rising. Shout out to Larry Mizell.
Absolutely.
Old Dominion, Grayskull, Framework, Chocolate, like so many.
So many. Do you feel lucky to come up in that time of hip hop in Seattle? It felt so artistic and so plentiful.
Yeah, I feel like all of us from that era are really lucky, because we came up in a time in Seattle hip hop when there weren't really fans. And what that does to an artistic community is the artists that come from that time period are really making the music that they want to hear, more than making music because of an expectation of how it's going to be received. Mm-hmm. And I think what made that era so special is everyone you just mentioned, or that we just mentioned, are genuine fans of each other. And we all showed up for each other. We show up to each other's shows. And there wasn't really a competition in a capitalist sense. There was like artistic competition, and people wanted to like have the best show. But at the end of the day, we were just all really huge fans of each other. We supported each other. And I feel like that changed the city, and in a small way, it changed the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember that feeling too, that everybody was wanting to help each other out, or you would appear on each other's records. And
so
I could feel that community vibe through people coming into Easy Street and consigning their local records, and just supporting everybody. And
no,
it grew.
No record labels, you know?
No record labels.
We were slanging our own stuff.
Absolutely. Also, Gabriel, now not only have we been friends a long time, now we're coworkers. A lot of people don't realize that you do have a history in radio, though. You started out as a DJ for Zulu Radio. What was your experience there? Is that where you found your love for radio?
Yeah, I mean, actually, you know what? It goes all the way back to when I was a kid listening to the radio, and probably like listening to Nasty Nest, really, like Rap Attacks. Like I used to dub that show and make mixtapes of songs that I was recording off the radio. And I was just talking about this with a friend the other day. Like when you look back at your life, sometimes there's things that you don't think of them as like being too strange at the time. But when you think about them, you're like, wow, this really like set up my whole life. I was making dubbed cassettes in middle school. And I hit my first day of high school at Garfield High School in the ninth grade. I had already had mixtapes that I was selling. I wasn't even rapping yet. So I was making mixtapes of songs from the radio before I started rap. So it was always a dream to like be somebody on the radio. My start was on KBCS with Zulu Radio. Shout out to Barbie Danielle DiCarlo, who got me into a basic broadcasting class, and my brothers Chasm and WD40. They started Zulu Radio, and I was lucky enough to finish the broadcasting class by the time they had the first show, so I got to start the show with them.
It's interesting that you say that, because I think back to my childhood and my early teens when I would have friends over, people over, I was always playing the music, and then I would switch it, and I'd be like, have you heard this? Have you heard heard this. I think it's just something that mm-hmm. you're just kind of born with.
It's a joy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing I love more than sharing music, whether it's something that I created, we created, or just music that moves me, you know?
Yeah, I feel the same
it's
way.
It's medicine.
So once again, the new album's called History Rhymes, If It Doesn't Repeat, A South End Healing Ritual. What's it like to work? What can you tell people what it's like to work with Mocha Only?
Oh, man. Mocha Only... It's hard for me to imagine not working with Mocha Only because he started working with me when I was so young. I was 19 years old the first time we worked together. And Mocha, a lot of people don't know, Mocha is the first person that ever put me on vinyl for one of his albums, this album called Flood that he had on Battle Axe back in 2002. I didn't even have an album out at that point. So he really like saw something in me, kind of took me under his wing. And I don't know if you can really teach somebody this, but I feel like I learned from Mocha more than anyone else how to have fun in the studio and like be my whole self, you know? So it meant a lot to finally have an album completely produced by him. Mocha's been on a majority of my early works though. He had a song on Abyssinia Creole's album. He produced No Label on Love Work, which was like the biggest song from that album. Mm-hmm. So he's somebody I've worked with the whole time really. Yeah.
It's been a long-term relationship.
Absolutely.
Mocha Only.
Yeah, it's my cousin.
Yeah. Very cool.
Adopted cousin.
Very cool.
It's my real cousin.
You've done so much, Gabriel, in the last 10 years that I've been observing your work. You've led writing workshops for youth. You've helped with after-school programs. You did a TED Talk about hip-hop, organized all-ages events, and performed at countless festivals. DJ on KEXP and now performing on KEXP. I got to say, once again, it's been a pleasure watching your work and watching you work and evolve and conquer over these last 10 years. And I'm really looking forward to the next 10 years to see what you're going to do.
Thank you so much. That means a lot.
You're listening to Gabriel Teodros live on KEXP, live from a vast recording company. And if you have a couple more, I know that we'd love to hear them.
I do. I would like to introduce my real life cousin right now, McCleet.
Hey, hey, everybody.
She's got an amazing album out called When the People Move, the Music Moves Too. And she's performing this Friday at Columbia City Theater, her first Seattle show in over a year and a half.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And we're doing this song from the album called Continuum. Blood work, love hurts, left his DNA coated with bones, skin, hair, and face. Prayers, poems, memories, and pain. Sense of laughter, joy, all the same. Survivors that raised us, how they overcame, what weight they must carry. Wish I could share the load, but I faced it and broke. That's one way to grow. When grief helps you see clear to a new road, it's a ritual to heal lifetimes ago. What we don't face, we replay, we then pass on till we see ourselves honestly and write a new song. The dream world of the spirits is the ground that we walk on.
Oh, who you are is built upon the people from before. One day you will be ancestor, continuum is cure. What is surfacing you? It will be tested. What is deepest in you will be multiplied. Oh, it will be offered in service of something that's greater to equal the furnace of your deeper purpose. Oh, none of us certain on just how this life work. We focus on guideposts, cause the light in between us, while we letting it lead. We're letting it lead.
For our moms and our moms, moms, cousins and our aunts, for everyone they lost and every nightmare that haunts, for the sins of the father that was hidden by a cross, for everyone who gave it all to fight for a cause, to see that cause get twisted, get lost in the claws of a system that dissed us, the inflicted violence, the miles they walked to finally find peace, the sweetness they gave us, the temples in cheek, the spice like barbetta and the sugar in our tea, the home remedies and how we trust our dreams. There's an Amharic accent any way I speak, and if you catch it then you know it's the most beautiful thing.
Continuum is cure, that's all we know for sure. Continuum is cure, that's all we know for sure. Continuum is cure, that's all we know for sure. Continuum is cure, That's all we know for sure. Continue, miscure. That's all we know for sure.
Yes, man, much love to McClee, Michaela, everyone who's on South End Healing Ritual. Healing is a collective journey. That's something I wanted to model with this album, because everyone on the album is somebody that helps hold me up in real life. And with that, I want to introduce one more MC, Julie C, to the microphone. We got this track called Around the Way. We're going to do it right now. Migration is natural, y'all.
Hell, I know the pain gon' change someday.
And borders are not. How do you survive when the well runs dry? When gravity holds you and you need to fly. We one wing angels, arm locked to rise. I was raised by a mutant shape-shifting tribe. Nomadic by nature is how we thrive. From war zone, Sahara heat, the journey's wild. One refugee and one farmer's child. Like wild seed, I can't count the miles. Matriarchs carried me as a dream at first, and I defied all odds from the day of my birth. Learned too early about the way love hurts. The magic of water, how it forms the earth. How it transforms trauma like it moves a dirt, and I get broken down to ashes when I burn. Fertilizing soil is remembering my worth, and when I grow, I multiply like fractals on a fern.
I know the pain gon' change someday. We got the darkness to feel some rays.
Dropping seeds all around the way.
Keep your head up, look up, root down all your
I know the pain gon' change someday. We got the darkness to feel some rays. Dropping seeds all around the way.
Keep your head up, look up, root down.
I am shopping. Create, teacher, featured artist, storyteller, historian, healer, priestess, goddess. Round the cauldron, a cipher, we conjure cosmic calling. Principle, contradiction, resolving, art, cathartic. Heart of spark, be ancestral, matriarch, lethargic. Not linear, nor hierarchical, cipher with the forces. Time can wriggle, I be crow feet, and I a Horus. Jesus, smile, beaming down, call it gorgeous storming. I know there's purpose to this pain that they feed on. Why they harvest, commodify, colonize, demonize, beyond. And grown and cobbled from the streets of my feet. On need no nation, state sanction for my freedom to ring. Nah. I've been the totem, Miss Arthur, so sovereign. My queendom, this bruja, prodigal daughter. Cast the spells, this was tsunami through the swamp of the counter. Call my mad longer. Word to my mama, my magic stronger.
I know the pain gon' change someday. We got the darkness to feel some rays.
Drop the seeds all around.
Keep
the way.
Your head up, look up, root down all your
I know the pain
things.
Gon' change someday. We got the darkness to feel some rays. Drop the seeds all around.
Keep
the way.
Your head up, look up, root down.
So good. Gabriel Teodros live on KEXP. Thank all of you for stopping by and sharing your message and your talent with everybody.
Man, pleasure to do so. Thank you for having us.
And once again, the new album is called History Rhymes If It Doesn't Repeat, a South End Healing Ritual, and I can feel the healing vibes coming from the music, so thank you once again.
Right on. Appreciate you. Thank you, KEXP. Thank you, Troy.
You bet. That was Gabriel Teodros live on KEXP Seattle.